This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So recently I was going through some of the comments left on the videos, and one of my subscribers left a comment in which he asked a question, and I thought it was a wonderful question, and I figured I'd make a whole video about it. It was a question about rings. Now, before I get into the specific question or questions that were asked, I want to give you a little bit of background regarding rings, or I should say the ring of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we do know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore a ring, and we know actually why he wore a ring. We have the narration of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, in which he said that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to write letters to the other nations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told that they won't accept an official letter unless it has a seal on it, an official seal. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got a ring commissioned for him, which he would use as a seal to sign or seal or put his seal on these letters. Now, we know that this ring was made of silver. We know that it said on it, Muhammad Rasul Allah, Muhammad the Messenger of Allah. But interestingly enough, it was to be read from bottom to top. So it said Muhammad on the bottom, and in the middle it said Rasul, and on the top it said Allah. And it is said that the reason why the Prophet ﷺ had this ring made in this way is that he did not want his name to be above the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that this ring was made of silver. We know that the Prophet ﷺ would wear it on his pinky, his right or his left. We have authentic narrations that mention him wearing it on his right hand, and narrations that mention him wearing it on his left hand. So the scholars interpreted this as saying that he would alternate between his right hand and his left hand. Another interesting detail we have about how the Prophet ﷺ wore his ring is that when he was not using his ring as a seal, he would turn the face of the ring inside towards his palm. So like this ring that I'm wearing here, this pinky ring, trying to get it focused, let's see. If you can see, the face is on the outside, it's facing outside. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he was not using his ring as a seal, he would turn the face towards the inside. So as you can see now, it's towards my palm. If you can, yeah, there you go. So this is how he would normally wear his ring when he was not using it as a seal. So this is how it would be, the face on the inside. So that's an interesting detail about how the Prophet ﷺ wore his ring. We know that it is permissible for men to wear rings. Not only did the Prophet ﷺ wear a ring, but there are many narrations upon the companions that they would wear rings. It was actually a common style at that time that men would adorn themselves with rings. Now, that being said, let's get into the specific question that was asked. The questioner says, Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam, and I believe the name is Muhammad here. The question says, is the ring you're wearing made of silver? Now, I wasn't actually wearing this ring. I have the ring with me here that I believe that he's referring to. It's this ring. Once again, try and see if we can focus on it. Bismillah. There you go. That is the ring. It is not made of silver. That ring is actually a steel ring. The question then says, and is any ring besides gold halal, or just silver is halal? So the answer is that as long as it's not gold, any other material is fine. We know that gold is impermissible. We get this from the narration of Ali radiallahu anhu, in which he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took some silk in his right hand and some gold in his left hand, and he said, "Inna hadaini haramun ala thukuri ummati." He said, "These two are haram, they are impermissible for the men of my ummah." So yes, gold is not allowed for us to wear. Any other material besides gold is okay. This here ring that I'm wearing is silver. As I said, the other ring from the other video is it is steel, and it's painted to be black. And so the rest of the question says, also, if only silver is allowed, can we paint it as you've done? As you said, it's not only silver. As long as it's not gold, it's okay. And yes, the ring can be painted. Even, subhanAllah, painting the ring gold color is fine, as long as the material is not gold. Please answer my question. There you go, Muhammad. I have answered your question. Another important point I'll share with you before I close out this video is something we learn from Ali radiallahu anhu. His narration mentioned in Sahih Muslim, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade us from wearing rings on these two fingers. And then he pointed at his middle finger and his pointer finger, the finger right next to it. Now, the vast majority of scholars took from this that it is makruh, it is disliked for men to wear rings on these two fingers. Not that it is haram, it is disliked, it is discouraged. So it is best to avoid wearing rings on those two fingers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. If you have any further questions regarding this topic, you can leave it in the comments below, and I will try my best to read through them, and maybe perhaps a video based off of your comment or your question as well. And if you like this video, if you benefited from it, please share it with others as well. And I'll catch you in the next one, inshallah ta'ala. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.